This is tape 7 of a 12-tape series, the topic of which is humility. The message sermon was given by Pastor Grace Chang in Mandarin Chinese. In this particular tape, Pastor Chang's sermon will be preceded by a testimony given by Alice. Here is the testimony. Peace to brothers and sisters. Please bear with me because this week I have a problem with my tonsils, so I have a very low, small voice. Tonight I want to share with my testimony, and it is not an easy thing for me, so please pray for me, so God's name will be glorified. The topic of humility is so big and deep thing for me. I don't even know how to get myself started in this particular area in terms of practice and in terms of learning from other people. I remember just recently Pastor Chang just talked about the essence of humility. And in terms of humility, it's not an issue whether you are right or you are wrong. The important thing is whether or not you have the humility is demonstrated whether or not you have the stamp of the Lamb on your forehead. That's the important thing. About 2 weeks ago, which is April the 22nd, something happened which really just taught me a deep lesson in the area of humility. And I suddenly realized that humility is not something which is not a gift that God has given us and God added onto our spiritual life. Since the beginning of the year, I have been pursuing and walking very diligently on the path to just have this quality of humility developed and growing inside me. So God really surprised me is humility is not something you can just work very hard to grab it, to get hold of it. It is not like that. It is you open up yourself, you humble yourself before the Lord, so you give Lord a time and opportunity so that the Lord can come into your heart, come into your spiritual life. The Lord will do His work inside you, so gradually you will have this quality of humility inside you. So I have been also practicing wait upon the Lord for quite some time. And as time goes on, I gradually experience more and more peace from the Lord. I realized that oftentimes when I was frustrated and when I encountered life's difficulties, surrounded by all the uncertainties, I found I can still experience the peace from the Lord. And just like I said before, last week I received this phone call unexpectedly, and it all started. Person A just was unhappy, and person A told somebody, said, "I just slighted her. I just made fun of her by saying that she is the person who gets up very late in the morning, is the latest person in the whole household to get up, and she, in essence, pretty much, I just kind of made fun of her as a lazy bone." And somehow this piece of rumor just passed around, and it got around to a few people. And finally, I got this phone call from person C, and she told me that person B, who told her about it, was very unhappy, was very mad at me because I poked the fun at person A. And that's pretty much the scenario. So I was so shocked, so surprised, I was stunned because I never did such a thing, but I did not know even what to do. But all of a sudden there was this peace in my heart, so I told person C, I said, "Well, since person A never mentioned anything to me, and let's keep it that way, and if it's possible, please pray for me. Also, please, if it's possible, when chances come up, talk to person A, say, let her know I never said anything like that, and also please pass the word on to person B." When I just came out of that phone call, I found this pulling power from the Lord. Lord said very quietly, very softly in my heart, "Come to me, shut yourself in, so you and I can spend some time in private. All you need to do at this time is not brewing on the matter. You need to come to me, you need to draw near me, come near me, so we can shut ourselves in. You and I can have some private time." So I had this strong pulling. I also had this strong urge. I need to come to my inner chambers to be close with the Lord, to be with Him only. And at the same time, I was worried somewhat because I was one of the co-workers of this neighborhood family cell group. And since I was one of the co-workers, I worried about what the rumor is spreading out and maybe detrimental to my service, detrimental to the reputation of the cell group and even myself personally. But Lord still kept on saying to me that, come to me, just forget about everything else. What you need right now, at this moment, the urgent thing you need is to come to me so we can spend time in privacy. So so that's what I did. And that night, before I went to bed, I just waited upon the Lord until I just fell asleep. Then I woke up during the middle of the night. I continued to wait upon God, try to draw near God. I need to spend time with God. I want to feel the closeness of the God. Then later I fell asleep again. Then the very thing, the next morning when I woke up again, I just got myself into waiting upon the Lord again, drawing myself near to Him. I needed Lord, and I really felt I needed Him the most. Nothing is important. Nothing can help me. Only God Himself. Not only that, one song came to me is, nothing is important. If you have the Lord, you have everything. If you have the Lord, you are comforted. You couldn't care less if you are hurt and you are wronged. So after I woke up, I even walk out to take, I just went out to take a walk. And even that, this song stays with me. So I just kept on singing this song. It really comforted me greatly. So I said to the Lord, yes, everything I'm going through right now, you know. You know every bit of it. You know every piece of it. So since you know, I can just leave everything up to you because you will take care of it. Also, for these few days, I still need to read my, quotations of Mrs. Robinson as usual. And so the 21st is said, the quotation for the 21st is, I want to give you peace so you will be victorious over everything you enter into. And the 22nd quotation is, when you get into fight, every fight belongs to the Lord. The Lord has the control of every fight you ever enter into. So I felt my heart was greatly comforted. So I thank the Lord. Lord, I thank you for showing me these messages, these important messages from you, which really helped me. Lord, I also understand now I'm in the middle of a fight. I have you with me, so I don't need to be afraid. I don't need to be worried. I don't need to be concerned. I don't need to be burdened. So I can tell you, it's not simply just not like me. Normally, I'm a person who wants to be liked, who wants to be accepted by my peers. But all of a sudden, at that moment, I did not care anymore. But about maybe 2 months back, a similar thing happened. But that time, it's kind of different. When that thing happened, it really bothered me. I really did not have this peace inside me. And it also the problem also just stems from a few phone calls. And because of that problem I have with a few people in the church, I really need to pray very hard before the Lord. Lord, I really need to struggle. I really experienced this restlessness inside me. I did not experience the peace from you. I really need to struggle, to fight against myself, against my feelings inside me. So this time it's kind of different. I felt this peace. I experienced this serenity inside me. So when Monday comes up, I went to the church. I just get together with a cell group. I did not talk about this incident, but I really just shared my feeling, shared the love of the Lord inside me with other people. And not only that, during this fellowship with other people, God just spoke to my heart. God said, you know what? You know, that person A, when she just spread it, she started this rumor, she is the person I just put in your circle, in your friends. Well, she is your blessing. You realize that? And that really taught me a lesson. Oh Lord, I did not think of that way, but now I realize that she is my blessing. And all of a sudden, it made me realize that I'm not humble enough. I'm not gentle enough. I'm not loving enough to the people around me. So I realized I really need to be thankful, to be grateful to the Lord for person A, because she is my blessing. So I just answered my Lord, yes, Lord, you are good to me. And you just gave me this person so that she can shed some light inside me. And she can really tell me what are the areas that I need to be worked on by your grace. So I just started to pray for this person. I started to pray for person A. Hopefully, I pray that God will make this person to be what he has planned for her. God also told me, you know what, sister, person A, she is not happy. She did that thing. She also suffered, and she is not happy at all. So you need to pray for her, so she will be comforted, so she will be enlightened by the Holy Spirit. Also, thirdly, she needs your prayer. She needs a lot of prayer from you. That's what you can do for her. That's what you can do to her. Not only that, if you pray for her, then not only she will be comforted, she will be edified and benefited. You yourself will grow spiritually. So these are the few things I experienced. I never thought about it before. I never expected what I would experience. I never expected what I would get out of this incident. God really has his wonderful plans, which is beyond the comprehension of yours and mine. So what we Christians, we are hopeful. We have hope in our Lord. Our Lord is good. So I pray that he will increase in my spirit, then my old self will decrease. So I will continue to pray, and we will continue to have Lord's qualities and his life developing in ourselves. I thank the Lord. Lord had shown me what a person I am, what are the dark gray areas I need to work on to improve. So I thank the Lord once again. So he taught me this lesson. He gave me this opportunity to learn this valuable lesson. So learn this lesson of humility. I think humility is so important, and it's such a good heavenly quality that you and I need. So all we need to do is open ourselves up to the Lord. We pray to God. So when we are surrounded by difficulties, when surrounded by depressive situations, it is a thing God created for you and I. God put you and I in so we can learn this lesson of humility. Thank God. Here is the message of Pastor John. We just heard this testimony. It tells you and me that the quality of humility is so critical, so important in the lives of yours and mine. So we really need to learn the lesson of humility. This world is full of bitterness, full of hurt and wounds. So the quality of humility is even more critical, more important in today's, which is end times. Today in our church, we experience the same thing. In the church, we have a lot of problems. We have a lot of strife. I remember one minister of a smaller church shared with me that their church is very small. Their congregation number is only maybe in the teens or 20s. Such a tiny church, but they experience a lot of problems and strife. So it is such a common scene, common sight with end-time churches. So we Christians, we are so easily hurt. We are so easily hit by the arrows from the evil one, the arrows from the enemy army. That's why we need to really practice this great issue of inner life. Inner life is so important for today's Christians. So when we have this problem, when we experience difficulties, when we experience depression, when we have great needs spiritually and psychologically and mentally and physically, and the power of God is drawing, is pulling us toward Him. And what He is trying to, come to me, child, come to me, because you need to spend time with me. I can provide for you. I have help for you. So recently we have been talking about so many different aspects, so many different practices of inner life. So it is not just a few seminars, it's not just a few sermons. We all need to really put to practice of these principles, of these teachings, what we are giving out these days. So it's important, just like Paul said, it's not our old selves is living with us, but Christ Himself is living inside us. That's the issue. That's the point. So through communicating and through communion with the Lord, so we will be built up. Our spiritual life will be built up. Our Christian life will be built into maturity. Today, let's turn to the Bible, to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. At that time, each will receive his praise from God. Today, we continue with the topic of humility. But today, I want to concentrate on one aspect, which is do not jump to conclusion. Do not jump to judge. So Paul said that we are the stewards of the household of God. So we are entrusted with the responsibilities by God. So we are servants of God. And if you and I want to be a faithful servant for God, there are a lot of times and a lot of opportunities we will be criticized, we will be judged by the people around us and even by the people within the church. If you and I really want to be faithful servant before the Lord, we will do many things. We will say many words other people cannot stand it. They cannot tolerate. Let's to 2 Timothy chapter 4. It says, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instructions. It says, we need to correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instructions. The Chinese version, actually the correct means to reprimand, to just instruct people. So Paul said we really need to correct, to rebuke, and encourage. If we really do that, we practice that, of course people were not like us doing that. At least some of the people, they were not like it. Recently, a brother in our fellowship group shared this thing with me, and he said, nowadays, very few ministers and pastors, they are willing to be faithful to the Lord in the area to correct, to rebuke, and to instruct. But Pastor Chan, you are the one who is doing this exactly word for word as the Bible teaches. So it's important. We need to, by the grace of God, we need to correct, to rebuke, and to instruct the people. It's not easy. Let me tell you, it's not easy for pastors to do. Because I'm not stupid. I did not want to do it also. I don't like to do it as well. But I do not have a choice. I have to do it because this is the teaching from the Lord. This is a responsibility God has given me. Because the Bible teaches we need to be faithful to the Lord. We need to be faithful to the teaching of the Lord. We need to be faithful to the Word of God. We need to be faithful to the instructions laid out in the Bible. To be able to do that, first we need to humble ourselves before God. We need to just forfeit our self-claim. Yeah, I know it is not easy. When I want to be faithful to preach the Word of God, and it will hurt a lot of people. It will offend a lot of people who heard my message. So this is the job of a pastor. This is the job of ministers. This is the job of all servants of God. And in the Bible, we can see very clearly Paul, Apostle Paul himself was judged, was criticized often. And because he was a very faithful servant of God. Years ago, when I just read what Paul said, I care very little if I'm judged by you or by any human court. I did not understand this verse. It says, I care very little if I'm judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. Why did not he care? And later on, I just realized because being a faithful servant of the Lord is judged, is criticized, is wrongfully accused all the time by people both inside and outside the church. So once when you are in this situation for an extended period of time, you are so used to it. So that's why Paul cared very little. Another thing is two people were talking to each other, two just women were talking to each other in the conversation, and they talked about the third person. So one lady just answered, oh, that's because she did not have children. She does not have any children. But because of this conversation, for some reason, it was known by the person of concern, and that person felt very hurt because she does not have children. Children to her, it's so critical. Children is the thing she has in her mind all the time. So when she heard something like that, she really felt hurt. She really felt offended. So she complained to the wife of the pastor. So the wife of the pastor talked to the first woman, said, well, because you said such a thing. And the third person was very hurt. And because of it is a small thing, right? You can tell it's such a small thing. It's a harmless, a small piece of conversation, a talk. But such a small thing can really hurt people. Now, not only one person is hurt, two people are hurt out of this small, short conversation. So how come? So how come such a harmless conversation will hurt people? That's because we do not have this humility from the Lord. Even though some words sound so innocent, so harmless, but to other people, it may be really bad. It may be really very grave. And they were really hurt by these seemingly harmless words. And not only they are hurt, even the hurt will remain with them for a couple of days. It can be that serious. Yes, believe me, I'm not making this up. It is so easy to get hurt. So I remember I talked to the first person. I said, well, now you get hurt. Why? Since you already apologized to the third person, and you also just talked to her, to explain to her a little bit. So now the problem should be gone. It should not be a problem anymore. Why are you still hurting? Then she replied, she said, well, you are the pastor. I'm just a lay Christian. So, well, you have a better spiritual life than mine. So I'm still hurting. No, that's not the issue. Brothers and sisters, that's not the issue. When we have some things like that, we need to come before the Lord. We need to present our problem, our difficulty, our just burden to the Lord. Let Him handle it. It's not only a problem with lay Christians. It's same at the same time, it's also a problem, believe it or not, with ministers, with pastors. I have seen many, many pastors. They were suffered. They were wrongfully accused. They were judged. And because of that, they just brewed this bitterness in their heart. And they experienced the same problem. They experienced the same pain, same difficulty, and accumulated to the point is they just quit the service field. They just did not want to continue to serve the Lord anymore. So we need to be careful. Do not jump to conclusion. Do not jump to pass on judge to other people. If you have suggestions, if you have recommendations, talk to your pastor. Particularly talk to your pastor personally and directly. Do not just judge. Do not complain. Do not criticize in his or her back. That's the worst thing can happen to a pastor. That's why, look at a word. Paul said, I care very little if I'm judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. Paul said, I do not even judge myself. Because, well, then who is the judge then? God himself. The Lord is the only judge. So Paul said, I do not even judge myself because that's not my job. That's the job of my Lord. So be careful. If you are a person, a very judgmental person, then you have the spirit of pride inside you. Normally, this is an indication. A person is a proud person. This person is very quick to judge, is very quick to criticize, and to just instruct other people, to correct other people. So be on guard, be watchful about that. So we really need to come to the Lord from time to time, maybe all the time, and we need to pray to God, God, and please enlighten me, show me what are the areas I need to work on, what are the dark side that I need to work against and get rid of. Lord, help me, empower me, just give me the power to work things out. So we need to pray to the Lord, you are my judge. Lord, may you shed your light inside me. When I have the light of life, I can see clearly where are my weaknesses, where are the areas which I need to work more diligently on. So we need to wait until God arrives again. So we do not judge, do not criticize. We need to stay away from a judgmental attitude. We need to stay away from a critical heart, a spirit of criticism. You and I need to work very hard to stay away from it, to work very hard to shut the door on these bad things. So let me emphasize again, a proud person is a person jump to conclusion, is a person jump to criticize. Very careful, because this kind of person, they have an attitude. Why they are so quick, they jump to conclusion, jump to criticize, because they always think they are right. They always think they have the final say. They are so confident of themselves. They are so self-conceited, sometimes consciously, sometimes subconsciously, they are very conceited. And I myself used to be such a proud person. When I was in my freshman year in college, at the time, I was already a Christian, so we had this Christian fellowship. And every time when we have this meeting, when we have this gathering, I saw this another young Christian. Every time when she comes, she dresses very nicely, very beautiful. She had those pretty and fashionable clothes on. So I just had this feeling, she just likes to show off herself a little bit. She likes to show before people she is pretty, she is beautiful, all that. So I just jumped to conclusions. I jumped to be critical. And I did not know that. Not until years later, she and I become co-workers of the same fellowship. She and I became very close soulmates. And then I realized I was so wrong all along. You know what? Because she told me all her clothes are hand-downs from her sister. She never bought herself one single clothes. All these things are hand-downs from her sisters. So, brothers and sisters, you can see I was so wrong. I could be so wrong, but I never realized it. But I was so self-righteous. I was so confident. So I jumped to be critical. I jumped to conclusions. Shame on me. So after a few incidents like that, I became very careful, very cautious before the Lord. I changed. I did not jump to conclusions, jump to be critical anymore. Because I really have to be careful. Time and time again, God has proved that I was wrong. So actually, a critical person, when you are at a time to be critical, to be judgmental, this is the time tells you, you have the spirit of pride inside you. The spirit of pride is in control of your soul, in control of your spiritual life. So we need to be very careful. We need to come before the Lord to repent, to confess our sins. When we have this kind of spirit of pride inside us, we often feel invincible. We often feel we are in total control. We often feel we are so right about other people. And it seems that when we look at other people, we think we are always right. And we even sometimes we can be perfected. I knew that's what's going to happen, things like that. So when we get into an environment which we interact with people, we were in our heart, we start to make judgments. We start to pass on judgments onto other people. Even in sometimes we did not verbalize it, but we are making those judgments. We are making these criticism anyways in our heart to ourselves. We say, well, this person is this and that. That person is this and that. And he does this, he does that. Out of this purpose, out of that motive, things along that line. That's really bad. That's just a demonstration of spirit of pride. I also remember some people just said that when they come to the church service, when they see some people cried very, very bitterly before the almost all the time or every service, they start to criticize these people. Well, isn't that these people a little bit too much? And probably part of it, they just acted up, and who knows that? And well, you know, these people are critical again. But you know what? God is very, very interesting in that oftentimes these people criticize those other people. They were crying in the services. They ended up will do the same thing. Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 8, verses 12 through 15. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The Pharisees challenged him. Here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid. And Jesus answered, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid. For I know where I came from and where I'm going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I'm going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. See, this is what Jesus said. This is what Jesus did also. When he was on this earth, he said, I pass judgment on no one. Look at these Pharisees. They said, well, here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid. Imagine you and I were these Pharisees. Probably we would react the same way. Oh, aren't you so great? Who are you then? Oh, you are the light of the world. Oh, we need to follow you. Okay, then we will never walk in darkness. So what a great person, a great figure you are. Are you really? This is the spirit of pride of the Pharisees. But nowadays in the church it's the same thing. It is shown in a different aspect or in a slightly different area. Often in today's church, when we want somebody to come up here to share their personal witness and testimony with the church, with the congregation, and sometimes they will refuse. They will say, no, I don't want to share, because people will think, I'm so proud of myself. I want to show off. You know what? It reflects two things. First things, the person said that, he has a spirit of pride. Why? Because he is so self-conscious. He is aware of his own being all the time. He is concerned how he is accepted, how he is looked at. He is so concerned, so bogged down by these feelings. That's the spirit of pride in him. Secondly, for those people, if there are those people who really look at him that way, okay, this is another person stands up over there speaking to us, sharing so-called, sharing his personal witness and testimony with us. Oh, all he does is to show off all that. For this kind of people, people are critical, people are quick to jump to conclusions. These are the people, it's a disguised pride. Actually, these people, why they say that? Because they themselves are that kind of person. Because they themselves have that kind of thoughts in their dark, innermost parts of their lives. That's why they will look upon other people with those views. That's why Jesus said, on the point you criticize other people, you will end up doing the same thing. Maybe other times and other places, you end up doing the same thing. That's what the Bible said. So we need to be careful. Do not be critical. Do not be judgmental. Because you judge other people on some points. You are critical of people on some points. Maybe at a different time and different place, you will do the same thing. Remember that, brothers and sisters, because that's what is said in the Bible. If we say, okay, this person, all he wants to do is stand up over there to show off himself, well, probably you are that kind of person also. Probably you are the person who really likes to show off yourself. So Christians, if we have these thoughts coming up in our mind, in our heart, we need to be very alert. We need to be very careful. We need to immediately come before the Lord to confess our sin, to pray to God, Lord, I have these evil thoughts brewing up inside me again. Lord, just help me. Maybe I'm this kind of person. Lord, just warn me. Lord, just teach me. Lord, just guide me. Lord, just open my inner eyes so I can see what kind of person, what kind of a real person I am. Let me give you an example. As when I talked to a pastor back in Taiwan, and once he was on the highway, when he saw one person, one driver missed the exit ramp, and so he passed. So on the shoulder, he just backed all the way up so he can just use that ramp. And this pastor just snapped, how could he do that? What he's doing is illegal. How could he do that? But you know what? Just in a short while, the same thing happened to the pastor. When he looked around, and it seems on the highway, there was some room for him to back up. And he did exactly the same thing. He did back up also. See, because he criticized it, because he judged it, and the same thing he did, and at a different times, at a different place. So that's why Bible said, on the points we criticize other people, we pass judgment on other people, then we will do the same thing in some other times and at a different place maybe. But if instead, when people did something wrong, people did something inappropriate, we show more compassion, we show more mercy toward them, we just pray for these people before the Lord, then you know what? When time comes up, when we did wrong, when we did something inappropriate, we will be shown the same things from people. People will just show us compassion and mercy. So we need to be very careful about the spirit of self-righteousness. This is another side of the spirit of pride. This is another way the spirit of pride is demonstrated. Sometimes we just criticize other people, we just finger points to other people, we just say, okay, he is a Pharisee. What he did is a Pharisee. But be careful, maybe you will be the next Pharisee also. And Elder Wu Yong once was approached by a person, and the person asked him a question. He said, Elder Wu Yong, what do you think of that person so-and-so? Because that person so-and-so is a very famous minister. He authored quite a few books, but recently a lot of things he wrote in his books were challenged. Not only that, were criticized very sharply by the Christian evangelical circles. So this person approached Elder Wu Yong with such a question, what do you think of him? And you know what? Elder Wu Yong answered and said, well, and he is a servant of the Lord. He is used greatly and tremendously by the Lord. I don't think I'm in the position to make comments. I don't think I'm in the position. I don't think I'm worthy to criticize. That's the answer from Elder Wu Yong. You and I all know Elder Wu Yong is also a world-famous minister in the Chinese communities. So here shows Elder Wu Yong really is a very humble person. Oftentimes, God raises a few environments and circumstances to test how proud a person you are, how proud a person I am. So we need to be thankful to the Lord. We need to be grateful to the Lord for all these tests. God really, through these tests, God will show us how proud we are. Let's turn the Bible to the 1 Samuel, verses 12 through 16. Verses 12 through 16. 1 Samuel chapter 1. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, how long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine. Not so, my lord, Hannah replied. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. What kind of picture we have here? Here we see a picture, a person who is pouring her heart to the Lord, but she was so misjudged. Somebody thought she was drunk. See, this gives us a picture. You and I, we are so easy, we are so quick jump to conclusion. We are so easy for us, so natural for us to pass judgment onto other people. And Eli is a person, is a servant of the Lord. And he even observed her mouth, which means he observed very carefully. He looked at her. He, after his observation, he made his conclusion, this woman is drunk. But actually, his conclusion is wrong. What he observed is wrong. We are like Eli. So oftentimes we are wrong. All we can see is the external things. All we can see, all we can tell is from the appearance. We don't know what's inside. We don't know what the real thing is. So we need to be very careful. Do not jump to conclusion. Do not jump to pass on judgment to other people. Oftentimes when we jump to conclusion, whatever we said, these words, once they are out of mouth, it's out. The damage is done. And we don't even realize it. But the damage is done. The hurt is done. And the wound is inflicted. So we need to be very careful. We need to be very cautious. Particularly when we intermingle with the people inside the church, inside the family of God, we need to be very careful. We need to be very cautious with our words. So do not jump to conclusion. Do not jump to pass on judgment to other people. I just want to give you another example. You all know Martina and Josephine and Lily, the three of them share the same household. They live together. They also serve together. And one time, just Martina shared with me recently her service in the church had been so busy. She was so bogged down. It was so overwhelming. She often just yelled and shouted, Lily, just come upstairs helping me to do this and that. Oh, just Josephine, just could you please do this and do that? I need it quick. Go ahead and do it. She said, oftentimes I was so busy, I did not even say please or could you please all that. I just said, go ahead and do this. Go ahead and get that thing done. She said, but these two are so humble. They are so submissive. They are so obedient. My heart was really touched. These two sisters in the heaven, they must be sitting on the throne. But let's imagine this. If you have a person, without knowing them, a person is sitting in the living room, watching all these things going on, watching all these things are happening. When a person sees all this, probably she will have a wrong idea of what kind of person Martina is. Probably the person will say, oh, Martina is very bossy, is very domineering, and is just giving orders and throw people around. That's probably what the impression people will get from all this hustling and bustling. And you think that that's the right impression? Certainly is not. That's really reflect what is happening, what is going on? Certainly not. So Martina told me herself, she said, she has deep respect to these two sisters. She said that oftentimes in the service time when we have some speakers who are very eloquent, who are very dynamic speakers, she said, I respect the speaker. I will say, okay, he or she is very gifted. But for these two sisters, I have the deepest respect for these two sisters. And from what Martina told me, I can sense right away. Martina herself is also a very humble person. So oftentimes we will have this wrong conclusion. If someone is just giving orders and giving instructions all over the place and telling people do this, do that, and it appears to be they are throwing people around, we will say, oh, this is a very proud person, and this is a very dominant character, and he is in the driver's seat. He just wants to show who is the boss around here. Brothers and sisters, we can be so wrong. So we need to be slow down. We really need to be very careful. Do not judge people from appearance, just like we do not judge the book by its cover. Because for these people, if the people are being just instructed, if they have the spirit of pride, they will say, well,
Why do you do that to me? Why are you the one? Why are you the only one who is giving orders? Because I think I'm more capable. I can do things better than you. Why are you just giving me orders? That's why Jesus just taught us this lesson is, we just wait until the second coming of Jesus our Lord. Do not be judgmental. Do not be critical. We just leave the judgment to the Lord. It's His job. It's not your job and mine. All you and I should do is humble ourselves before the Lord. Let the Lord show us what needs to be done. Let the Lord guide us which are the directions we should be heading for. Let me give an example, quite an interesting example. One time, one Christian just told me, and he actually is also, he himself is a servant. He just gave me this suggestion. He said, Pastor John, you need to use more brothers in the church. Why? I just don't see it. You really need to go ahead use more brothers in various service field. Then my reply is, yes, I'm willing to do that. I only wish brothers can show more willingness, can show more gifts so I can really use them. And after a while, he just repeated the same thing to me again. He said, use brothers more, Pastor Chang. Could you make it your business to use brothers more, to give more opportunities for brothers to service in the church? Then maybe a few months later on, this brother just brought one sister from the church to share her personal witness with another Christian group. And so I just approached this brother. I said, hey, brother, how come you did not bring a brother? You should give more opportunity to brothers to serve, to give more brothers to share their testimony. And he did not even, at that time, he still did not realize it. He just replied, he said, well, Pastor John, I just do not have better witness, do not have better testimonies from brothers, only sisters. Particularly this sister really had good testimony, good witness to share with people, which will be beneficial to the congregation. Then all of a sudden he realized it. So he cracked out a smile on his face. See, this is another very interesting, almost a humorous example. And like I said before, often brothers are more stubborn. Often brothers, when they have some supposition, preoccupation, it's hard for them to change. Like this servant of God, he thought we really should provide more opportunities for the brothers to serve for the Lord. Yes, I completely agree. I 100% was with him. But the problem is the brothers did not show their willingness. The brothers did not show enough talents and gifts, did not show enough heart to serve the Lord. They do not show enough humility to be able to be used by the Lord. Another example. Just right now, only a couple of minutes back, when we asked the congregation to pray for this country, for the country we are living in, which is the United States, look at it. Out of this whole congregation, more sisters are praying for the country, but only one brother, only one single brother joined this prayer for the country, for the direction of the country, for the leaders of the country. But normally, brothers, men are more interested in politics, in the major affairs of the country, of the international affairs and national affairs. But why all of a sudden, when it's time to pray for the country, for the welfare, for the well-being of the country, now more sisters are praying, but only one single brother opened his mouth and prayed for the country. This is an example. See? This is an example. This show, I really wanted to brothers to show more love for the Lord, to show more willingness to be of service for the Lord, to show more willingness to be of use to the Lord. You and I really need to come before the Lord, to enter into the Spirit, so you can see the Lord, you can meet the Lord face to face. Brothers and sisters, this is your weak area. You need to do more in that particular area. But I do not want to be judgmental, brothers. I just leave that to you. Jesus just told us He does not judge anyone on this earth. He does not like to judge anyone because only God is the one who judges. So you and I really need to humble ourselves before God and before our fellow man. So the more humble we are, the easier for us to enter into the Spirit, so we can have this intimate fellowship, this relationship with the Lord. So our spiritual life will be nurtured. Our spiritual life will be enlightened. Like I said before, when I was in my college years, I was a proud person. I like to judge. I like to be critical. But time and time again, God just proved I was wrong. A lot of things, they were not like what I expected. They were not like I thought it was. So instead of being critical, instead of being judgmental, you and I really need to enter into the Spirit. You and I really need to draw near to God, to open our heart, to open our spirit to God. Let God enter into, let God come into us so we can have this very close relationship with God. So God will develop our character. God will build up our spiritual life. Recently, I was invited to lead another group. Most of the people attending meetings are from mainland China. And about 10 of them, I just had a very close talk with them. And one of the guys just approached me and said, yeah, I just became a Christian, but don't expect me to be as crazy as you guys. You guys get so excited. So later on, we just started our service, and we prayed, and we sang a few songs, we gave the sermons and the speeches. But at the end of the service, this person who approached to me said, talked to me before, you can see his face is so flushed up. And he was so excited. You can tell excitement within him. And he told this pastor, he said, oh, tonight is so special. Tonight is so different. Tonight is so drastically revealing, so drastically revolutionary for me. And I find I have attended so many speeches. I attended so many church services. I heard so many sermons. But all these added together is nothing compared to what I hear tonight. Well, it's nothing compared to what I experienced tonight. So later on, the pastor just gave him a ride home. As soon as they stepped inside the car, the pastor smelled the smoke. He said, well, you smoke. And this guy said, I'm going to quit tonight. I promise you, tonight I'm going to quit. So when they arrived at his apartment, they stepped inside his apartment. This guy threw away his lighter. He threw away his pack of cigarettes. He said, see, I'm determined to quit. I'm going to quit turkey, cold turkey. I'm quitting tonight. And the pastor just joked with him, are you thinking you will be, how come? You just said you will not be as crazy as well. From what I can see from you is you are crazy also. He said, yeah, you got that right. How can I not be crazy? Because I experienced what I experienced tonight. I just witnessed what is going on tonight. How can I not be crazy as you guys? So brothers and sisters, we need to believe in God. We need to place our complete trust in the Lord, because what He did often is something beyond our expectation. What He does is often something we never thought about, we never thought of. So much God does is beyond our comprehension, is beyond our understanding, and beyond our wildest imagination. In one particular meeting, I just saw just one person who was shaking and who was panting and looks a little bit strange. And someone touched his hand and someone said, well, he is possessed by evil spirits because his hand is so cold. When I took a close look at this person, I said, I don't think so. He is not. He is not. He is not. Because I served such kind of person. I served the people like that. That's because he is filled with the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit just comes down to him in such a strong way. This person cannot just hold it. this person cannot just deal with it. His body is too weak. And it's such a new experience for a person like that. That's the way he behaved, the way he behaved. So I just told this person, I said, so-and-so, please calm down. You need to calm down. You need to calm. You need to go internally. You need to go inside. Go inside in your spirit. God is there. Holy Spirit is there. And He wants you to go inside so you can communion with Him inside. And He did. And after a while, He just calmed down. He completely calmed down. You can see this peace. You can see this a love expression on His face. So we need to be careful. Do not jump to conclusion. Just be very careful not to jump to conclusion. So do not be critical. May God help all of us. So now we are learning the lessons of humility. The spirit of humility is manifested in a lot of different areas of our lives. We really need to learn one by one. So we will continue to learn all these different areas of humility. We really need to open ourselves up to the Lord. We need to come to the Lord often and pray to Him often. So we will give God a chance, give God a time and opportunity so He can come into us and work in us. And a particular brothers and sisters, let me remind you, because you men are relatively more stubborn than women Christians, so you will have a stronger spirit of pride. So you need to be more careful to open yourselves up before the Lord, so Lord can work in your heart. Lord can work inside you and through you. So Lord can really change you. You give that time and opportunity to the Lord so He can change you. So I just challenge all of us, let's be quick. Instead of being quick to be critical, let's be quick to humble ourselves, to really humble us before the Lord. I think today, this is my message for the day. We are all learning the lessons of attaining the quality of humility. This is that heavenly quality, like I mentioned in the previous few sessions. And it is important. We need to be very careful. Do not jump to conclusion. Do not jump to pass on judgment to others. But you still need to be aware of one fact. If you really have something, you need to talk to a brother, talk to a fellow Christian. You need to talk to him directly. You need to approach him, that person directly, and talk to him in the truth and in the love of God. That's the way important. That's also the teaching of the Bible, which is talk to the person in truth and in love. And sometimes when you approach the person, you will realize that some of the things you have seen may not be what you think, may not be what you expect. And sometimes when you talk to the person is really helped. The person is really reminded by you, and you really helped him. You also help yourself by doing that. So when we talk about humility, humility is something very practical. It is manifested. It is displayed in the different aspects of our lives. It is something you and I can exercise. It is something you and I really can live in it and live through it. We really should be after the inner quality, which is the heavenly quality of humility. This is a quality from heaven. This is a quality from God. Let's sing a song.